Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good day to you from Hawaii. It's going to be sunny with a few windward and mauka showers. Mauka means mountain in Hawaiian. Mauka showers with the wind about 10 to 15 out of the northeast. Lovely trade winds. It's great to have you in the clubhouse. Built by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. And when you need a new roof, flashing gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel counters, Alakai Mechanical. Work, product, and service you can count on 24/7, celebrating their 37th anniversary by giving away a dozen Nike golf balls. All you got to be is the 18th caller, and I'll give you the number right now so you can write it down. But don't call now. No calling now. Number's 808-853-1563. I'll give it out later. Combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship. That's right, Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The Sears Party is going out to play. So is the Southside Men's Club. Sears Party, the GM of Hyatt. May you hit the sweet spot every time. There's a tee time if you'd like to play, 8:40, 9:50, and 11:10. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home, your business. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need. And they're in Hawaii and California. Our first guest this morning, Golf World Executive Editor, Golf Digest Senior Writer, and author of Play Your Best Golf Now, Ron Cyrak. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
Excellent. I mean, we just, I'm so excited. This is like the height of the LPGA Tour season. There was no buildup, right? It's like just here. All of a sudden, bam, in 6 weeks, there's going to be three majors.
Yeah, three majors, and then the Avian Masters, which has the highest purse on tour. So if somebody gets hot these next 6 weeks, they can win all the majors and all the money. So
it's almost not fair that there's no time to gradually build up. Either you're on or you miss the boat.
Yeah, it's and part of that's the function of the leaner schedule that they have, because they have this week we got the LPGA Championship, and there's an off week, and there's the Women U.S. Open, and there's an off week. And then go to France and Scotland, then there's two off weeks. So it's that whole start-stop nature of the schedule has made it really hard to get a feel for the year and get a feel for who the best players are out there.
Yeah, you know, Christina Kim was great when she was sending out tweets today about, she said something about, I guess I was too loose. I'm wondering if he's loose, for a tournament, but I was too loose. That's the hard part. And that's one of the beauties. I finally understand, you mentioned once on the show, that reporting from the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour is very different. In part,
the LPGA players are just so much more accessible. It's really a joy to cover this tour. And, you get to spend time with them and you get to talk with them and in a way that you have very few opportunities to have those kinds of relationships on the PGA Tour.
You were talking, I think, with Michelle Wee's parents, Beau, and they were. I mean, we always think that there are people in the media always talk about them as being inaccessible.
Yeah, it was one of the great things. I was walking with the group the first day, and there's, PJ and Bo are walking the course, and somebody else is, I forget who else is playing with, Christy Kerr's husband was walking, and you have access to these to all the people who are part of the team for all the players out there. You find family members, you find coaches, you find spouses walking with them, and because of the nature of the LPGA, I could spend most of my time walking outside of the ropes instead of inside of the ropes and chatting with those people, and you gain a lot of really valuable information.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the mentions that I just got to read. Present. Johnny Stang gave Julie Engster a birthday present on the range, right? I mean,
yes. Julie left here yesterday. It was her 51st birthday. She left here yesterday. I saw her and I just started laughing. She's got balloons and all this. Yanni gave her some hand cream as a birthday present, there's a cool atmosphere around the tour there's not this oppressive sense of entitlement, you know, that these are all really down to earth people out here. Yesterday, Mania Bloomquist, after shooting a 69, came into the interview room and she just like had everybody in stitches telling stories about her kid's name, you know, and it's just...
What's her kid's name?
Elmo.
Elmo!
Famous the Sesame Street character.
Yes!
And it was just, you don't get that kind of coincidence of personalities of the players on the PGA Tour. They're just much more guarded and cautious about letting the wall down.
Yeah, I was just thinking, though, it would be kind of weird, you know, for a guy to walk up on the range and give another guy a present. it's not fair for guys. You know, it's really not fair. But by the same token, with all this friendliness we're talking about, the competition is fierce. And Yanni is just amazing. She has got it so dialed in.
Yeah, she's emerged as the clear number one player out here now. She's 22 years old and has already won 3 major championships. That's really remarkable. She would win this week here. She'd be the youngest player, male or female, to get 4 major championships. And it would also mean that she would have won 3 of the last 6 majors played. She's an enormous talent and hits the ball a long ways. And I think as American fans get to know her better too, they'll realize that she's really a funny, fun person to be around.
She's learned English, and I was watching her on Golf Channel, and it was so cute. She just really handled the interview well. She's learned all the right phrases to say, you know. But then when she was asked the question about, was she thinking about the fact that she could win her 4th major at such a young age? And first she said no, and I think that she rephrased it. I think didn't she say she was thinking a bit about it?
Yeah, and then she, you know, then she did sort of clarify it. But she went to school for 6 weeks during the off season to work on her English, I think that. More and more players are realizing that the international players, that to market yourself globally and particularly in the United States, it's just a huge asset. And she's absolutely embracing it. She lives in Orlando. She bought Annika Sorenstam's former house and lives there. And she jokes about how she's got a lot of empty spots on the trophy case there that she's got to fill.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I have that in my notes. Living in Annika Sorenstam's house, the trophy case, is that like a psychological... I think that, in part, it's like a... subconscious, I've got to fill up that case. Just what you said, and what she said.
Yeah, Annika is a huge role model for her, and Yanni does a lot of work with the Vision 54 people, Stian Nielsen and Lynn Marriott. And in fact, last year when she won the British Open, they had her on the final day between shots singing songs to herself and doing all these sort of diversionary things to keep from focusing on the pressure, much in the way that Annika used to do when she was on the golf tour. Annika lives right across the 16th fairway at Lake Nona from where Yanni lives now. So they still see each other a lot.
Yeah, and she said it. She said, "I was thinking too much, and today I want to have fun." So I was like, "Yes."
Well, one of the things she and Lynn have tried to do with her is speed up her routine over the golf ball. When she's at a dress, they want her to spend about 5 seconds in that position, which is pretty much what Annika did. Annika, once she took her stance, she'd make eye contact with the target and look back at the ball and swing. And that's what they're trying to get Yanni to do, so that she doesn't think too much, you know, so that she's not over the ball starting to have second thoughts about her decision.
Hesitation kills in so many different ways. Help me understand something. You know, it sounds like the LPGA Championship is like the equivalent of the PGA Championship on the men's tour. But it's not, is it? It's the PGA Championship, isn't that by the PGA of America?
Yeah, this is more like, it's sort of the role that the Players' Championship plays on the PGA Tour, which is the flagship event of the tour, except this one is one of the four major championships, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do with this tournament going down the road, coming back here to Rochester next year, and then there's a bunch of different scenarios that are at play, and one is that the LPGA might take the LPGA Championship and sort of take it on the road and not have it at one site, and which could even mean maybe taking it to Asia once every 3 years or something, or taking it, you know, move it around the world. That would not be a bad idea given how global this tour has become.
Absolutely. I was also thinking that I found a new sponsor for the LPGA Tour as I was going through trying to compare the sponsor, you know, the PGA of America.
Yeah. So
I'm going to have to call Mr. Joe Starenka. He was on the show not too long ago. Yeah. Mr. Starenka, there are women members of the PGA of America, so the PGA of America should put on a major for the LPGA Tour. The women on the LPGA Tour.
Well, there are some people who think that the PGA of America and the LPGA should partner, and there are some people who think that the LPGA and the PGA Tour should partner, but the LPGA does have the Teaching and Club Pro division, which would make them a good fit with the PGA of America. But certainly, one of the problems the LPGA faces is if more people knew about this product, they'd realize what a great product it is. And part of that is, you know, you need to spend money to make money, and they don't have that money to spend right now to call as much attention to this tour as should, because if people come out and see what's going on out here and how many great young players are in women's golf right now, they'd realize it's one of the real fun and bargains that there is in sport.
We need to get Golf Channel to broadcast more often.
More live coverage and less delayed tape. Yep, would be good.
That would be good. The other thing I have, I always worry when I have you on the show, and I'm so happy you're going to be on at all the women's championships. Ron Cyrak is reporting from all of them. Follow him on Twitter. You get inside the ropes information. He's so much fun. Great sense of humor in addition to great information. Okay? Plus, he writes great columns, and you can find it at golfdigest.com. And then there's Golf World. And read that every week. You have to, okay? if you just get all this information. It's wonderful. So we're going to talk again from the U.S. Women's Open on the 9th of July. I'm focusing on the LPGA because I want to put that focus on. I want to give them that exposure. I want more women. It was so fun having Karen Stubbles. So glad she made the cut on her birthday. She was on the show, and we had such a blast talking.
She's one of my favorite people. Her father is one of my favorite people. I've had a few pints with him at Women's British Opens over there, and it's like hanging out with a Monty Python character. It's just delightful.
Like Faraday. Watching Faraday is too funny. One of the biggest fears I have after when I'm about to say goodbye to you is that I'm going to turn on Golf Channel on Monday morning when you do the Golf World segment, and I'm going to have missed something that Ron Cyrak is talking about. And it's like, oh God. But the only thing that I'm going to say before we leave is, how about that young Cantlay?
That's unbelievable. That would be, I was joking with somebody here in the media center at the LPGA Championship. I said, if Patrick Cantlay wins the Travelers today or tomorrow, I might as well not even write, because nobody in the world is going to care about what happens at this tournament. That would be one of the most, and the run that this guy's been on. I mean, you know, he got the Jack Nicklaus Trophy as College Player of the Year, and he'd only just finished his freshman year. The next day, he qualifies for the U.S. Open. Then he leads the U.S. to victory in the Palmer's Cup. Then he goes down and is the low amateur in the U.S. Open. And now he shoots 60. I mean, this is remarkable. I would say the odds on him going to 4 years of college are diminishing rapidly. Diminishing rapidly. You have to think that the UCLA golf coach right now is probably thinking, I really want him to finish second.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Because if he wins, he gets an automatic 2-year exemption on the tour if he turns pro.
Oh my God!
I would think the UCLA coach is saying, "Please finish second."
He's quaking in his shoes right now. Okay, I've got to take a break. Thank you so much. It's been, as always, a tremendous pleasure talking to you.
Talk to you from Colorado next.
Excellent, Ron Tyrek, executive director, executive editor, Golf World, and executive. And senior writer, Golf Digest. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
This is where we put the focus on your money game. That would be what you hold in your hands on the green of the golf course, the putter, and how you handle the putter. Okay, we have three people actually. One is going to tell you how you could possibly win $10,000 being the, you know, U.S. Putting Tour champion. But Luis Pedraza is the president and CEO and creator of Access One Golf. And Sean Weir is the author of Putter Perfection. And the question is, Luis Pedraza, are you with us right now?
I am, Danielle. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Loud and clear. And I have your putter in my hand. We're going to start off, and Sean Weir is the author of Putter Perfection. He wanted to hear about your putter, Mr. Pedraza, because Mr. Pedraza is a rocket scientist, okay? He worked for NASA. The accolades that I could go on and on, he's basically an industrial designer and came up with this wonderful putter. Seriously, okay, I love a Bettinardi. I've always putted with Bettinardi because it's a heavier putter. I'm less likely to make mistakes because it's heavier, okay? But you, Mr. Pedraza, have figured out a way to make a torque-free putter? How did you do that? What does that mean?
Well, that's correct. I think that never in the history of golf has there been a putter like the Access One putter. I think from the very beginnings of the game all the way through the pink putters and the Odyssey 2 ball putters,
people have fundamentally been trying to improve putters by moving weight around to figure out the ideal location for the center of gravity of a putter, as well as alignment features that really help you line up the putter. Unfortunately, the way putters have been designed up to this point, they all have a basic fundamental flaw that when you address the ball, if you relax your grip just a little bit, every putter flops open upon address. And fundamentally, what that's telling us is that before you even start your regular putting stroke, your putter already has an inherent built-in flaw to open up and push the ball to the right. Hence, the beginnings of people constantly trying to figure out, well, what do I need to do to massage the weight distribution in order to compensate for some of those tendencies for the putters to open or close? Obviously, the putter's swing has a lot to do with that as well, but the fact that every putter naturally opens up has already started us down the path of figuring out how to compensate for a putter's flaw. So what we came up with after recognizing that the putters naturally open up was asked a very basic question. Why doesn't a putter just stay perfectly perpendicular to where you're going when you address the ball, regardless of how hard or how lightly you grab the putter shaft? And what we came up with was a patented heel counterweight that by moving the heel of the putter forward of the striking stick, that weight counterbalances the toe weight of the putter. And for the first time ever, we were able to put the center of gravity off the whole club exactly on the sweet spot of the striking stick, also in line with the axis of the shaft at the same time.
Wow.
So basically, we have created the first both face balance and shaft balance putter ever. And what happens when you have a putter whose center of gravity is exactly on the sweet spot is that you get the benefit of instantly having the ball have a natural roll because there's no downward swing from the center of gravity upon impact with the ball, which causes the ball to jump or skid. So, and because it's also hitting it right at the center of gravity, when that ball hits the face, there is zero torque on that face. That face will not open or close on you ever so slightly due to that momentum, but rather that ball is going to go exactly where you were aiming it.
Wow.
So that's the basic physics behind what we have developed.
And, you know, it sounds so complicated. The bottom line is you don't have to figure out the computer to use it. You don't have to understand all of the stuff that went into what Louis Pedraza did as a industrial designer who worked for NASA and who designed many, many things that you take for granted in life. All you have to do, you just want to use it, right? Louis, I mean,
well,
that's it, right? As long as it works for me, and when I use my putter, I took the putter that I have, and I saw it on, you know, the 5,000 frames per second, and I come back, and I go forward, I'm a good putter. But I do open up a little bit. And they're pointing out to me, see how you open up a little bit there? No, but it didn't. Oh, gosh, yes. That'll get you. But you're telling me that with your putter, the Axis 1, I should go down, have them shoot those frames per second with the Axis 1 and see if I open up or not. And I won't. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I let's break it down a little bit, because I actually read Sean's book as well, and I think that there's a lot of truth to a lot of things that he says as well. So it's fundamentally important to recognize just where should reality lie in terms of adjustability for a putter fitting. I think the most important thing to start out with putter fitting really is to make sure that we're not starting off by creating a band-aid for somebody's fundamental flaws in your swing. That just having somebody assume the position that they're really comfortable with, and regardless of how awkward that stance is, and then fit a putter to that particular stroke, I think it's almost doing the golfer a service, because you're creating a band-aid instead of addressing the fundamental problem. So I think a true fitting approach has to start by fundamentally teaching the ideal proper stance and alignment as its foundation. Now, with that said, once you get to that space, there's still some element of adjustability that's going to be needed based on that individual's physical parameters, and so there probably is a need for some tweaking in the lie of the club and things of that nature.
Okay.
However, the one thing that I think we want to be careful with having putters that have adjustable weights and things like that, it's the same thing with the drivers that have the adjustable weights to compensate for your tendency for pulling or slicing the ball.
Right.
I think if you have a strong fundamental swing and you're pretty accurate, and then you want to just tweak it a little bit to be consistent, I think that's okay. But if you're just heavily countering the weight just to straighten a fundamental flaw, then you're not helping that person, because that swing is going to always be flawed, and when you get to the iron, now your game is all messed up.
Yeah.
Because you can't do the adjustment with the iron.
Exactly. We need to take a break, and I have Sean Weir on the line right now. But one of the things about the Access One is that it generates, because of the center of gravity being the way it is, you get the true pendulum swing, and you don't have to hold on to it like I would with the heavier putter to keep it in line. It gives me a softer grip with more feel, more touch around the green.
That's correct.
Good, good. Do you want to stay with us, or do you need to go?
I would love to listen in a little bit.
Great. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
And Luis Pedraza, I have to apologize. Access One Golf with this beautiful club. I know what I did. I made it sound like you don't have to do anything. The club's going to work for you. And Mr. Pedraza was like, I can't make those promises. You have to have some fundamentals and understand what you're doing. And that's where Sean Weir, putter perfection author, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle. It's great to be on.
Excellent. Excellent. Is there anything you wanted to ask Luis about directly, since you're into putters? not from a manufacturing standpoint. You say that your guide, as a recreational golfer, you got to know it so well that you wanted to share your information. It's really very good.
Yeah, this has been my personal journey since starting PuttersZone.com about 4.5 years ago. And, you know, over that time, I've just had a lot of conversations and spent a lot of time with some of the leading designers and instructors in the industry. And so this is just a way for me to share what I've learned with other golfers so that they can achieve a better fit for better results.
And as you said, you get fit now, not later.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a, it's never too late to start the putter fitting journey. That is the message.
Okay, so the question I have, before you ask your question of Lewis, how do you know what's your putter? Is it by the look? How do you choose the one that you're going to go with? Like, I really like the Access One look and feel. I like the way the grip feels in my hand. I like the way it looks when I look down the shaft. Part of it is that there's always going to be a lot of choices, right?
Yeah, and it sounds like you may have found your perfect fit. And that is the message of putter perfection is that don't take for granted the so-called standards that are out there in the retail market. The standards being historically that you have, you know, 1 to 2 to maybe 3 available putter lengths, 1 available loft, 1 available lie angle, 1 available grip size. The options are multiplying quickly at the point of purchase, and that's something we can all take advantage of to find a better fit. I think we're entering a golden age of personal customization.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a question that you wanted to ask Lewis about his putter?
Well, I've actually experienced it, and I like it, and included in the book. So, yeah, I think the concept is fantastic, absolutely.
Excellent. Okay.
And, you know, what he said about the putter opening up, it was interesting. I saw something in, I think it's PGA Tour Confidential in Golf Magazine, and another golf pro was questioning why Tiger Woods was going to what's called a toe-down putter, which wants to open up more than, say, a face balance putter or a putter with a little bit of what's called toe hang in the balance. And he was questioning that because he said, you know, that type of putter that really wants to open up is harder to control, and that speaks exactly to what Lewis was saying.
And Lewis, you know, it seems like if someone were having that problem, that they should use a gravity, like what you have created in Access One.
Well, I keep coming back to if I were to use the analogy of an arrow. And old putters being arrows that fly through space, that up to this point, every arrow that has been developed naturally has some curvature to it and doesn't truly fly straight through the whole swing process of flight. And what I believe we have created is the first perfectly straight through arrow that is so balanced that we've taken some of those variables out of the equation. I think still those other elements of stroke, you know, what really feels right for you. I think Sean is absolutely right that in the future, as we move forward, customization, if manufacturers can figure out how to provide those variables of customization in a cost-effective way, it will be fantastic so that people can zero in on better weight and things like that. But unfortunately, there are some limitations right now in balance. But I think that from a starting perspective, I believe that by giving the user the perfect flight arrow, they can focus on those other parts that work.
Okay, so the archer definitely needs, and I come back to this on purpose. This was by design, and it's what I always say about a driver. You know, you can go and get a $400, $500 driver and do all kinds of stuff to it. It's not going to make your ball work. It's not going to make contact with the sweet spot unless you know how to stand, hold it, and swing it. And so those are some fundamentals that you need to learn, and you learn these things to a teacher. Often best, sometimes some gifted people don't even need that. But, you know, buying something isn't going to solve all your problems. But fitting the club to your body is like fitting a piece of clothing. You wouldn't wear a size 12 if you should be in a size 6. And you certainly wouldn't wear a size 6 if you have a size 12 body. If you're tall, your shaft should be not the standard off the rack length. If you're short, you shouldn't have to be, you know, gripping way down there to compensate for it. That throws the balance off. Do I have it as kind of like down here? Am I making sense, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the front of the book, you know, I talk about how, you know, you need to be pretty secure in your putting approach and your fundamentals. Don't think that you have to putt like Rory McIlroy before you can get fit. And what I say is an ill-fitting putter never helps and can only hurt. Now, do you want something like that in your bag? No. That is not something you want in your bag. And what's exciting is that the companies like Seymour and Never Compromise and Peretti and many others are now offering, you go at the point of purchase and you can choose from a variety of lie angles instead of one lie angle. You can choose from length down to the half inch. You can choose various grip sizes. You can even sometimes have your loft calibrated. So these are all options that you can harness and take advantage of for a better fit. So really what you need to do is just understand what those options are and what they signify so that you can take advantage of them. And that's really where my book aims to make a difference, is to introduce the average golfer to the essentials and the fundamentals, which is what all of the PGA Tour professionals use themselves. If you go into the vans at the on tour, they're all making sure that their putter fits, because they know that the best way to maximize putting performance is to have a tool that fits you and your stroke.
Okay, I can tell you that if you don't know where to go get your putter fit, if you have one that you're really comfortable with, but you want to find out if it's fit for you, the Aloha Golf Center is really cool. They're certified by all kinds of people, including Vetinardi. They're the only ones in Hawaii. You can go with take your putter down there and have it fitted for you if you have one. Otherwise, you should get Sean Weir's book. It's the groundbreaking guide to finding the right fit for your game. It's called Putter Perfection. Some of the things that you let people know about that you think most of us don't think about when we think of a putter, Sean?
Yeah, for example, lie angle. And I just want to mention the website is putterperfection.com. And there's a lot of information there just on the site to sort of help you get oriented. But take lie angle. The lie angle on a putter is typically stock, maybe 70 or 71 degrees. Now, the lie angle is the measurement of the angle of the shaft in relation to the sole of the putter. If your lie angle is off, now go down to your local practice green and look around. You'll see folks putting with the toe of the putter raised when they address the ball, when they strike the ball, and that means they have an ill-fitting lie angle. You want the sole, the flat part of the sole, flush with the ground. That puts you in a better position to strike the ball in a manner that will send it down the target line. If your lie angle is off, your putter toe, say, is in the air, you're going to be more prone to pulling the putt. And you won't even know why, because you can't really see the toe up in the air when you're looking down at the putter, only when you're looking face on. So that's just a very common aspect of putter fitting that we see all the time that people aren't aware of. And a simple adjustment can really solve a lot of mystifying problems.
I love how you say don't be intimidated. Some people who, you know, don't putt or don't play golf don't know all the terminology that you just used. Very simple terminology that a golfer, someone who listens to Golf Channel, reads Golf Digest, Golf Magazine, Golf Week, you know, and is consumed by all the technology. All those terms would be just like, they totally know exactly what you're saying.
I'm trying to strip it down, and this is kind of a grip it and rip it guide. It's not long. I'm trying to reach the average golfer, because that's what I am, and take the intimidation out of it and take the jargon out of it. And let's have fun and let's go. You know, like you say, don't be intimidated. And it is a journey, and you may have to make adjustments, as Lewis said, as you work on your fundamentals. But take advantage of what's out there. putting accounts for about 40% of the strokes in an average round. So the most efficient way to lower your score, of course, is to shave strokes on the putting green. And you want to make sure you have the tool to do that.
John Weir is putterzone.com. That's an awesome name.
Oh, thanks.
Putterzone
is a site I started about 4.5 years ago, dedicated exclusively to the world of putters. And then putterperfection.com is the site for the book.
Yes, Putter Perfection is the book. And it's not long, and it has pictures, so you can understand what he was saying about the proper lie angle. So if you weren't able to visualize that through your auditory information, you'll be able to see pictures and visualize it, because we all learn with different parts of our senses. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a real pleasure having you on.
Oh, it's been wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Putterperfection.com, or just go to Putterzone. Putterzone. And Louis Pedraza, love your putter. I'm taking it over to the Aloha Golf Academy, and they're going to make sure I have a good stance, and I know how to hold it, and I'm a very good putter. But I want to see what happens in comparison to the one I've been using in the past to what happens with the Access One, and see with those 5,000 frames per second, which I'm making up right now. I have no idea exactly how many frames per second that camera actually takes, but it's a whole bunch. Louis Pedraza, Access One Golf, thanks for being on the show, and I'm looking forward to having you on again.
Thank you, Danielle.
Absolutely. Is there anything you wanted to say that I didn't give you a chance to?
No. I think that John had nailed it. If I just had to give everybody a little tip based on my observations of what I've seen, people tend to hold, use a shaft that's probably longer than they should, which is what causes the toe up. That is probably the biggest flaw that I've noticed since I've been studying the putters as well. And people just become a little more aware of that problem, because it does tend to pull the ball when the toe is up. Start by trying to recognize that you're not holding the putter flat. And that's part of the fundamentals of getting that straight. And once you're there, then you can work and maybe tweak it to lie. So it's the back and forth part.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Louis Pedraza, Access One Golf, Sean Weir. The book is called Putter Perfection. You can find it on my website. Just click on listen and you'll see everything right there. Okay? Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And thank you, Sean.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Aloha. We'll be back after this, where you can test if you're a great putter. It's the U.S. Putting Tour. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now,
back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome to the clubhouse. We have Jim Hartley. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Awesome that you're with us. I love what you're doing because I like putting because I'm good at it. Isn't that the bottom line? When you're good at something and people go, I want to go hit balls, because you know what? They hit balls well, so they're really happy. We're going to give away a dozen Nike golf balls because it is Alakai Mechanical's 37th anniversary, okay? And these guys are awesome. The best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. If you need like a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts. See, it's not just plumbing and air conditioning. It's your roof. It's the gutters. That's really important for your roof. The downspouts. The AC ducts. You got to keep them clean. Commercial kitchen. Custom stainless steel counter. Alakai Mechanical. Work, product, service. You can count on Alakai Mechanical 24/7. These are Nike Power Distance Long. Okay? Faster speed, maximum distance. And they'll go to the 18th caller. That's all you got to do, 808-853-1563. There is one caveat. You can't have won in the last 6 months. You can have won something, but not golf ball. All right. I took all three winners last week. I was at the post office yesterday. Sent priority mail to you. They should be winging their way into your home shortly. And now I discovered something about Jim Hartley. He's the president of the U.S. Putting Tour. You're also a co-author of Smart Golf.
That's right. I wrote Smart Golf with Hale Irwin, and that was back about 12 years ago now, but it was an idea I had an outgrowth of the fact that I would look at so many golfers who struggled to improve their game, even at times when they would take lessons, and you could just see the frustration building in them. And I guess the realization for me was, while you hear professionals talk about playing a good strategic round, I didn't think that was happening with the average golfer very much. They would just go out there and do their thing. If they hit a consistent slice, they didn't necessarily tee up on the right side of the tee box and aim to the left so that the ball would go back, work its way back to the middle of the fairway. Simple things that I took for granted as a fairly reasonably high-level golfer, amateur golfer, but I think the average amateur golfer maybe missed out on a lot of those things. So I just started assembling a lot of these tips and strategies and then approached Hale Irwin with the idea of putting the book together, because clearly, he is one of the all-time smartest golfers, not just because he wore glasses before he had LASIK surgery, but he won 3 U.S. Opens, and back at the time that we were putting this book together, he was just tearing it up on the senior tour. So it was a fun project. It's been my one writing project, but it was really fun to get that book published.
Excellent. It's Smart Golf, Wisdom and Strategies for the Thinking Man's Golfer. Now, you have branched out. You do a lot of stuff. Envision Group, Senior Partner. U.S. Putting Tour is your baby. It's something you just started in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. Well, again, I have to go back a few years because part of my very checkered past was I was in the sports marketing industry, and Chrysler was a client of mine, and that was back when Chrysler was sponsoring maybe 4 or 5 events on the senior tour. So they were very high profile in golf, but they felt they weren't connecting with golfers in general, one-on-one. So they came to the agency I was with and said, could you create a grassroots golf program? And we thought of the long drive, but back then MCI, kind of owned that territory, of Remax does now. But so we came up with the Chrysler National Putting Championship, and it was a nationwide program, and it led to a national championship for amateur golfers and club professionals at the Chrysler Cup in Sarasota, Florida. And we ran that for a couple of years, and it was very successful. And then, of course, the VP of marketing that was our client at Chrysler moved on to another company, and there went the program. But I had it in the back of my mind ever since then, just seeing the fun that the golfers had competing in this. In a lot of cases, it was, golfers who maybe, couldn't tee it up and ever hoped to win a tournament, possibly with their handicap, but straight up against the other best golfers on the putting green, they had a chance to compete. So I like the idea of it. It's very easy to execute because it can take place right on the practice putting green of a golf course. And so, as you said, I decided to launch the U.S. Putting Tour just this year.
Excellent. I like it because it gives, like you said, everybody a chance. And the 2011 U.S. Putting Tour Championship is being held at the Crossings in Carlsbad, California in September. The tournament's first prize is $10,000. How do you get in?
Well, anyone can enter. It's fairly wide open in that respect. It's for amateurs and professionals. Obviously, if an amateur wants to maintain their amateur status, they don't have to compete for the prize money, and they can sign a waiver to that effect. It's open to men and women. They're going to compete together. That's going to be another kind of fun element to this. Again, it's the level playing field. And actually, anyone 13 years of age and up, so some juniors can compete as well as seniors, of course. And anyone can enter right now at the U.S. Putting Tour website, which is usputtingtour.com. They can pay online if they want, or they can download a registration form and complete it and mail it in with a check to our headquarters. So whichever way a person's more comfortable. But we can accommodate a lot of golfers because kind of like the World Series of Poker where they have multiple day ones, we have multiple days of round one. And so it's whatever fits a person's schedule. If they're coming from somewhere other than Southern California, they probably would want to play their first round on September the 30th, which is a Friday, or October 1st, which is a Saturday. Golfers from each round one day are going to be advancing to round two, which is on Championship Sunday, October 2nd. So obviously, if you're coming from out of town and you want to spend 2 or 3 days in the San Diego area, you could, you know, book your first round for a Friday or Saturday in hopes that you make it to the Championship Sunday on the 2nd. And it'll be a great time, and work in some rounds of golf as well, because round one really only takes about 2.5 hours. It's going to be 72 holes of putting on the practice putting green. We're going to lay out a 12-hole course, so a person will make 6 trips around that 12-hole course for their 72-hole round, which will be round one.
Wow. And if you don't make it, you know, you always try. There's no harm in trying, right? But if you don't make it, you just go play golf in San Diego.
That's right, and we're going to be putting up a special offer to play golf at the Crossings for golfers who are entered in the tournament. So certainly it'll be a great rate for out-of-town golfers in particular. And, you know, it's San Diego. There are a lot of good things to do here, and it's a beautiful time of the year. Late September, early October is beautiful. We're in our June gloom time right now, but by the fall, it is gorgeous here.
And a friend of mine was instrumental in doing that redo of downtown San Diego, the Gaslight District.
It's
wonderful.
It's beautiful. It's just a great destination. And in fact, the San Diego Sports Commission, which is part of the San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau, is doing a great job of helping support the U.S. Putting Tour and the USPT Championship, just because there is this whole push to get more, just more events and more energy to all parts of San Diego County. Certainly downtown San Diego has it. Up in coastal North County, that's more, you know, we're sort of the western home of golf, because right in Carlsbad we have TaylorMade and Callaway and a number of the golf manufacturers right there.
Can you visit their places? Could I go visit their, they have tours?
Yeah, TaylorMade in particular, I believe you can get access to the Kingdom, which is the affectionate nickname of their practice facility, which is very high-end. And, of course, Mark King is the CEO of TaylorMade, so it's been called the Kingdom for quite a number of years. And I think you're able to actually schedule a fitting session there now.
Wow.
And you know, look at getting some new clubs from them. Jim Flick, the I think he's 80 years old now, but obviously one of the all-time great golf instructors. He is on the staff at TaylorMade, and you'll often see him at the Kingdom.
Excellent. That's the 2011 USPT Putting Championship. That's the U.S. Putting Tour. You can go to usputtingtour.com, usputtingtour.com, and enter. It's in September, October, or late September, early October, and you can find out everything right there. Thanks so much for being on the show and for taking me to San Diego. I'm winging my way across the Pacific right now.
I would love to see you here for the tournament, Danielle.
Thank you, Mr. Hartley.
Aloha. My pleasure. Nice talking with you. Bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye. We'll be back after this. Beth Ann Baldry. Yes, she's right there with Golf Week, and she is at the LPGA Championship. I have to give Wegmans. Thank you, Wegmans. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You're trying to get through and you're calling the old number. The new number for the golf ball is 808-853-1563. 853-1563. Beth Ann Baldry, Golf Week senior writer, welcome to the show. Are you... Oh, Beth Ann's not there. Okay.
I'm here.
You are?
Yeah, it's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. I was going to say, well, we're trying to get in touch with Beth Ann. You know,
don't worry.
It's okay. It's okay. Because we have a huge announcement, and it has to do with being on the West Coast, where my brain is anyway. This is very exciting, okay? I have been a proponent of fashion in golf for a long time. I've been on this air for 14 years doing this show. And when I started, you know, it was like, God, do I have to wear these things that look like men's clothing? I mean, the shorts and the shirt, and it's definitely not flattering. I mean, the men's cut off a woman's chest, it just goes straight down, you know?
Right.
And you look like some kind of a box, right?
Right.
So, Shishi Putter, you're hosting America's largest women's golf trunk show, and it's going to be in Hollywood with 400 attendees.
Yes, that's the goal.
What? Tell me why. What started this in your life?
Well, a really similar situation. I started golfing again when I was when my husband and I were dating, and I just got really frustrated not finding clothes to wear. And I think as a professional woman, you spend a lot of time figuring out your style and who you want to be and how you want to present yourself to best reflect who you are and where you want to be in your life and in your career. And it's very hard to find clothes that fit well, just like you were talking about with putters, that fit well and express who you are comfortable and can be worn while you're playing. So I decided to make that my goal and really see if I couldn't find new designers that were out there but weren't getting any press.
And it's not easy because most of the pro shops will stock stuff that's stuff.
Exactly.
They stock, you know, clothing that comes from the major outlets, like whatever name you want to put, insert here. And they're doing something that's safe, that has been on the market all the time, right?
Right, right.
How does someone get started? And it must be very difficult for a young designer to start in the business.
It is. Well, and it's interesting because a lot of the women that, and they're actually all women, the ones that I've featured and that are going to be at the show, this is the second career for them. So all of them have been in the same situation where they haven't been able to find something to wear. that really reflected who they are, and so they took it upon themselves to start a clothing line. So, and it's a really tough business. It's labor intensive, it's cash intensive, it's time intensive. And so, you know, a lot of them are, you know, figuring out as they go.
Yeah, I bet. Is it Evan Golf?
Evan Golf, uh-huh.
Grayson Game and Toby Tucker. Those are the three that you have listed on your press release as having committed.
Yes.
Where would one find Evan Golf?
Well, Evan Golf she's currently in pro shops, and if you go to her website, evangolf.com, you'll find those. She's actually in the process of building an online store where you can get her clothes. And Toby Tucker Golf and Grayson Game Golf already have online stores set up.
It's great. So you have all of these women golfers coming to Los Angeles. Now, who gets access to go? Who gets to go to the women's golf trunk show in Hollywood?
Anyone. All you have to do is buy a ticket. And that's really one of the things that I wanted to change, because it's as a regular golfer, and that doesn't belong to a private golf club, it's very hard to find clothes, and very hard to find. You don't get invited to trunk shows, and you don't get to see what's new. And so that was really why I wanted to make it open to the public, and at the same time raise money for the EWGA Foundation, so that we could really change women's access to golf clothing and golf
hats. Yes. And right now we have from the women's Wegmans LPGA Championship, Beth Ann Baldry from Golf
yes.
Week Magazine. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's really exciting. We've got so much going on in women's golf right now that we need a lot more. We need a lot more sponsors. We need more tournaments. We need more access to the events on Golf Channel. We need it live, not tape delayed, so that you already know who's won, and it takes all the excitement out of it. Because you go online and you look because you're curious, you can't help yourself, you know. I'm talking right now with Shishi Putter, and that's Elizabeth Noble. She's putting together this fabulous trunk sale that'll bring all of these designers together, and anyone can go and see all the new stuff. Great. So Elizabeth, just hang loose, and thank you so much, because we're gonna focus back on things that are happening as you see the transition. What you would like to see changed in women's golf to make it more, I don't know, popular. Right now we're going to go to a very popular Wegmans LPGA Championship. I've been really enjoying your tweet, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
You really do a great job of keeping me feeling like I'm right there. And I'm curious, it's been raining, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not so optimistic right now. It's not raining at the minute, but it's terribly cloudy and dark outside, and the Florida in me misses the sun.
The Florida. So the Hawaii in me would miss the sun.
Yes.
Okay, we have had a very, very rainy year, so I kind of understand. What I'm curious about is, how many spectators, what numbers of people are still following?
Well, you know, I don't actually have, I'm terrible at guessing too, but I can tell you that there's a ton of people. So I don't know any numbers off the top of my head. I haven't inquired about that, but I will say that, you know, despite some pretty gross conditions the last couple of days, these fans are amazing. I mean, you know, you see players tweeting about it all the time. Actually, they're just so grateful that this community is so supportive, and they come out, you know, no matter the conditions. So right now it's not raining, so, you know, the leaders haven't teed off yet. They still have about a half an hour to go, so I expect it to just get even stronger out here.
It's great. That's the beauty. And exactly, the exact numbers weren't that important. You're so wonderful as a journalist. You want to be absolutely right or correct. and when I ask you the question, how many people are out there? When you talk about the players and you talked about how close-knit the community is on Twitter, it was interesting to see that come through in your reporting, and at the same time, the competitive nature of the game. They're friends, and yet when they're on the course, they're really working hard to win. When you watch that, and what strikes you? You know, how do they keep that balance? Did I lose Beth Ann? It seems that I have. Okay. It's just one of those moments in time, you know, when you're talking and you think you're communicating and you realize that your phone turned itself off and everything that you just said the last 2 minutes wasn't heard by the person in the intended receiver. It's one of the strangest feelings with cell phones, isn't it? Beth Ann, are you still there? No. Okay, we've lost Beth Ann. I'm sure she'll try to reconnect. It's just a part of the nature of the beast. We have our station ID to give, okay? Thank you. And I want to tell you who won the golf ball, okay? Because she's from Mililani, and she's probably wondering if I've gotten this message. Shelly Uwaine. Shelly Uwaine from Mililani, congratulations. You are the winner of a dozen Nike golf balls. We're celebrating Alakai Mechanical's 37th anniversary. How about you give them a call and say, happy anniversary? And thank you for the Nike golf balls. I really appreciate that. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. And Beth Ann's back.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't even move an inch, and all of a sudden he went away. So I don't know.
No, I totally understand. I was just telling, you know, saying that it's like when you're on the phone, and you've had this happen to you just now. You're having a conversation with somebody, and it's your side, and you're talking and talking and talking, and then you're finished, and you go...
My bad. Sure.
You mean everything that I just communicated was for naught?
Well, I heard up until something about Twitter, tight-knit community, my reporting, and then you were gone.
Well, I was curious about the competitive nature. I mean, here the women, they're friends. When I watch the interaction on Twitter, they're friends, but they're still competitive, and they keep this, and they go to dinner, and then they go battle out on the golf course, and I find that fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Yanni gave Julia a birthday present on the range yesterday before they teed off, so the perfect example of that. You know, I think, you know, obviously they travel in packs. Everybody's not BFFs with everybody,
right.
But you know, there are a lot of the Europeans hanging out together, and the Koreans hanging out. A lot of it's regional, so to speak, but, which is understandable, but, you know, I think it's awesome. I mean, it's just, this tour is so laid back in comparison to the men. Probably resembles more of the European tour than it does the PGA Tour in that regard. And I think fans sense that camaraderie and just the openness that the players have, you know, with each other and with the communities that they're in week in and week out. So I think that's one of the big bonuses. Parts of the LPGA when sponsors are looking at the store.
And that was, you know, one of the things that I brought up is getting sponsors to look at the tour and sponsor the event. What do you think it's going to take for that excitement in the corporate community to come back and sign back up, get back in and behind the LPGA?
Well, I know, you know, Mike Conn's working really, really hard making the rounds, and he says that, well, I know there will be an announcement next week about an event that's not domestic, but pretty close, our neighbors to the north. But supposedly there might be a few more announcements later on in the summer regarding domestic events for 2012, which would be huge. I think he needs to land at least one, hopefully two additional events for next year and possibly replace State Farm. And you know, it's just a slow process. I think he's building the bridges back that were kind of washed away by the previous regime. So that's one aspect of it. But, you know, also I think the LPGA needs a dominant player, needs a face to rally around. I think if Yanni wins this week and goes into the Open in a couple weeks, looking to complete the career Grand Slam with four majors already at 22, that would be huge. I think Paula Creamer is another person who could, you know, potentially really move the needle if she started winning majors, besides obviously the Open. But, you know, if that opened the floodgates for her, so to speak, that would be huge. You know, really, there really aren't that many players out here that can do that. And those two, I think, are the biggest storylines at the minute, because, you know, Michelle's not really doing a whole lot. So I think those two are the two players the tour can hang their hat on if they can get it going, because I think the rotation of players moving in and out of number one and potentially changing, every other month isn't going to work.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting that you say that, because in some sports that would be competitive and that would be perfect. But in this sport, it really requires the person, and I was about to say Tiger, but because he's been around for so long, and the LPGA hanging it on Michelle Wee because she has so much quote-unquote promise. She's a student athlete. It's almost like she's a professional, but she's really an amateur. But she's, do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see when Michelle finally graduates and pursues this full time, what that will look like. I think there are a lot of other variables still in play that could prohibit her from breaking through. But I also think that, you know, it should make a difference. You know, when she finally is done with the classload and the workload that at 31 I can't fathom, because I'm so far removed from college that I don't even know how she does that and plays out here. It's mind boggling. But
I think that she said that, yes.
Yeah.
But I have to ask you before you go further, there are other variables at play. That was very sneaky.
Yeah, what? Well, I mean, I think she needs space, is what I think. You know, I think her circle is a little too tight, and you know, I think when she goes to the range, it just seems to be her with her headphones or her with her swing instructor, and that's it. Too many irons in the fire, too many cooks in the kitchen, chief, whatever you want to say.
I hear you loud and clear. This is a silly thing to say, but I watched Friday Night Lights. It's a television show about a coach in a little community in Dillon, Texas, you know? And there's
my favorite show.
Okay. Then the storyline is about the young quarterback whose dad is now reentering, and the mom comes in and says, be a father, not an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You know, there's roles you play in life, and that's, and move over, let the child become an adult, and like you said, give him room. Perfectly said. You're just so good.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. Now, what about, I mean, if Yanni Sen, and you know in Hawaii we call her Sen. I don't know what it is, I don't know why, but it is Sen, right? Pronounced.
Sen, right, but yes. Sen, like you're... State of Zen.
If she wins this major, 4 at 22, that's amazing.
It is amazing, you know, and I think, and no one who has watched Yanni play since she beat Michelle Wee in the Waffle a few days ago, and was out driving Michelle Wee at that point at, what, 13, 14,
yeah.
I mean, that no one's surprised, because she just has so much natural athleticism and talent. You know, but I guess I will say I'm impressed with how well she's been able to adapt to being the number one player and handle that mentally. And I think that has a lot to do with Gary Gilchrist, her instructor, who's just a very bubbly, effervescent type of man from South Africa. And he just has a way, I think, of calming people, and it's not just about swing mechanics, but, you know, when there's criticism or, you know, when there's things outside the ropes that top players deal with, you know, he said, Johnny, let's look at this logically. You know, he's kind of a voice of reason for her, you know, and I think that's huge.
That is huge. great talking with you. We've got Yanni Sen, Pat Hurst, Hee-Young Park, Morgan Pressel, Minnie Blomquist, and you know what? She's really something. She said during her interview yesterday that the reason she has such a large gallery is the pictures that come up when people Google her. So I just... you just go Google and you heard of her, M-I-N-E-A Blomquist. Okay? She was talking about her son, Elmo. She's wonderful. Stacy Lewis. She's already got the major this year, right? She's right behind her. And Amy Yang, Paula Creamer, and Mika Miyazato, Cindy LaCrosse. Great, great leaderboard. Thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to talk about fashion now with Shishi Cutter about how I can go get what Morgan Pressel is wearing. You know, that's the hardest thing to find. I watch these girls. Paula Creamer, you look so good. Where did you get that? I can't find that anywhere.
I agree. I think first I need to go to the gym and then I'll worry about what they're wearing.
Good talking to you, Beth Ann. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Okay. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. Elizabeth Nogood and Shishi Putter. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Elizabeth Noblet, Shishi Putter. What inspired you to name your Shishi?
It just came to me one day.
Really?
Yep, I was just working and I was thinking about golf clothes and it just popped into my brain. And it's one of those names that just makes you giggle every time you say it and people remember it. It's really funny.
It's very Shishi. Yeah. I went to your website during the break. ShishiPutter.com, and that's spelled S-H-I-S-H-I, Putter.com. Where did the putter come from? You don't sell putters.
I know. Well, it just, you know, as I said, the whole name just sort of popped into my mind, sort of a way to, because each of us has to putt, clearly.
That's true.
And it just seemed to be cute and have a nice ring, and yes, I do have to explain frequently that I don't make and sell putters, but that's okay.
That's all right. It's one of those conversation starters.
It is.
So I went to your website, right? And I went, oh, look at that. Wow. I love that skirt and that jacket. And she's got a golf club on. And she looks like not quite 40s, but I love that look. I could wear that to the office.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is beautiful. Beautiful. And then I saw the sexy summery golf fashion. I went, oh, I want that top. Oh, that's nice. Look at the little bell sleeves on them. Oh, my. That's really good. And it accentuates the waist. And that skirt. Oh, bunker skirt. That is great. This is stuff that you can't find in your average. This is Toby Tucker, right?
Yes, Toby Tucker Golf. And that's right. You can't find it in your average store. And it's, you know, what I love about the Toby Tucker line is that it is so transitional. You can easily wear it to brunch, to, you know, a casual work day, to, you know, the U.S. Open and golfing, and fit in everywhere and feel really like yourself. So.
Yeah. Now, they sell online. A lot of people are kind of hesitant because they don't know about sizing and returns. I'm sure they have a return policy that'll work for you, though.
Oh, just, definitely.
Yeah. It's just having this access, Toby Tucker Golf. It's very, very nice. And the other one that I was looking at that I fell in love with was this outfit that she's wearing with the jacket, and I'm going to have to go back here to find it, which you have no idea what I'm looking at. And I want to thank you, by the way, Shishi Putter, Elizabeth Noblet. She got in touch with me and she did an interview. She sent me, you wrote. I didn't answer those questions as well as you did, by the way. You wrote those out very nicely. I was a lot more all over there. So Grace and Game.
Yeah.
That's the one that I'm like, wow, that's beautiful.
It is. And that's actually a really interesting story. So the woman who started Grace and Game Golf, Jessica Matthews, is actually an attorney by day and was, again, running into the same situation where she was playing with her associates and her clients and would have to change her clothes once she got to the golf course and then after the round, and was missing really important conversations. And so that is what spurred her, and yet golf was a really important part of her business, and so it spurred her to really create a line that she calls from the boardroom to the course, that you can easily, you know, take off a belt or, you know, take out your earrings or whatever and wear it from the office to the golf course.
These are marvelous. These are marvelous pieces. I mean,
they are.
Excellent, excellent work. It's Grace and Game Golf. Is there a .com place I can find
it? It is. It's graceandgamegolf.com.
Excellent. It's really, you really need to check this out. It's very, very nice. You also have a space for, I mean, and that's one thing Beth Ann said, you know, after looking at Morgan Pressel and Paula Creamer, you and I were talking that you can't really go out and find some of the things that you see on television. Why is that?
Well, you know, there are a few factors. I mean, one is that just getting access to the pro shops that actually the buyer likes those clothes and buys them is one thing. But then, two, the buyer, you know, selects from an entire collection the pieces that he or she likes. So although, you know, what you see on Morgan Pressel you might really like, the buyer at your pro shop may not have liked it so much and didn't buy it. And so as a result, you never even know it exists.
Yes, yes. And we also talked about how some companies actually only make for the player.
Yes.
So you do have to be, you have to recognize that although you might see something on television that you really like, it's not QVC. And
right.
Yeah.
Right. There's another company called Mixed Sports. She's actually out of Seattle, and Paige McKenzie on the LPGA wears her clothes. And what I love about how Mixed Sport runs is that what you see on Paige is what you buy and what is available for you to buy. So it's very, you know, classic lines. It's almost, I compared her to St. John, which is a really famous knitwear company. So she's got really amazing knit tops and classic sports that are a little bit longer and a little bit classier and flattering, and that actually come in either a high-rise waist or a low-rise waist. So depending on what your body shape is, you can find something that will fit you.
Yes, and there's also a larger size for the queen size clothing that you have online here. Yes.
There's just something, trying to really highlight that, you know, it's tough enough if you're thin. You know, it's even harder if you are a little larger to find clothes that really fit. And so I was really trying to highlight that, and I'm also working on a story for Pete, because that's also very tough to find clothes that fit if you're very small as well.
If you're small, yeah. And in Hawaii, one of the things that's funny is we have a lot of women with size 10 feet and a lot of women who are really small. So are they, both of those things sell out like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not fair. And you have Eco's new golf fashion shoes. See, I need to get a pair of those.
They're cute, aren't they?
Yeah. They're, I can't go anywhere. I'm having vacation, you know, time off, and I, now that I'm shopping on your website, I won't be able to take that vacation.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Now, we only have like 2 minutes, and we have to talk again sometime because we're having so much fun. But what would you do to change golf, women's golf? You asked me that question. I said less testosterone.
I think that that is true. But I think that for women, there really needs to be more access points within the industry. When you were talking earlier to Sean, we're about having customized clubs. That's fantastic, but for a woman, that's really hard to find someone that's going to spend the time to do that.
Aloha Golf Academy, Aloha Golf Center, Aloha Golf Center, everybody, go there.
Yes.
We have one. We have one. And they're so approachable, and they're wonderful. I can't say that enough. I feel comfortable. I could sit there for hours and not feel like I had to buy something. Love them.
You're very lucky because that's rare.
I know. That's why I shouted it out so fast.
But I think that that's one of the larger things that needs to shift, is really making women feel more welcome and having more access points.
Excellent. Excellent. We'll talk again, right?
Definitely.
Excellent. And we've got the great show, Agora. It's in March of 2012. I want to do my show from the W Hotel in Hollywood, where it's the largest trunk, women's golf trunk sale in America, okay? And you can buy tickets and go. It's not something just for buyers. Elizabeth, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Excellent. And I want to thank the people who built the clubhouse. Combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship, Kuepu Bay Golf Course. That's right, Kuepu Bay, Kauai South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning when you need a new roof. Not just plumbing or air conditioning. You need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel counters. Alakai Mechanical, work, product, service you can depend on 24/7. They're Alakai Mechanical, star protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home or your business. Get the star team on your property. Neighborhood, you got a gated community, you need protection, star protection. Star protection is what you need both in Hawaii as well as in California. And Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Now, we achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy, whether you've been in a motor vehicle accident, a sport injury recovery, you've just come out of surgery, you need some rehab, Moon Physical Therapy. See Julie Moon, Hawaii Golf News and Travel, 808golf.com, and you can always find us at radiogolfclub.com. Archive shows, they're all there. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You've been listening to The